somebody had, he had to have somebody helping him do this. This might have been something conjuring up for a whole 4 years. Look, when I turn 18,
no
this was going down. I know that's right.
He ain't telling nobody.
Right, I mean,
honey.
I mean, really though, I mean, you know, it was like that was just as bad as the one. Remember back in the day, I don't know if anybody remember this, but the guy from, wait a minute, hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going down?
Man, another day, blessed day.
That's
what's
up.
Get to kick it with my brothers and my sisters on the Sin City beat.
What's up? We got another caller. Candy, what's happening, baby?
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Candy.
Hello.
Man. I'll check this out, y'all. You got the callers lined up, so I mean, anybody want to get in the conversation, you got something to talk about, just hit that one button, bring you on in. But we were talking about the guy, young guy, 18. I mean, he pulled off one of the greatest hoaxes. I mean, the guy, I mean, 18, and he, I mean, had a practice going, a gynecologist.
Yes, he did. He was making real money.
Yeah. Hell of money.
How did he get busted?
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got busted exactly. I mean, I caught the story. I'm not going to lie. I caught the ass in the story. And I'm sitting there like, wow, 18-year-old. But they said he had to practice for like a year.
Wow.
So now let me ask my lady.
He probably started billing insurance.
Not insurance.
He's like, look,
hold on, y'all. I got the story in front of me. He was posing. This was in Florida. And he was doing it for about a month when a concerned patient turned him in.
Oh, wow.
Patient.
Somebody snitched on him.
Yeah. Wow.
I snitched on his ass, too. You ain't even no real doctor, motherfucker.
Yeah, well.
I mean, just think about it. He up in there fingering the shit out of them women. He trying to see if he can make you come. Wait a minute. What type of procedure is this?
He had a ball for a year, huh?
Like I said, I don't know the procedures. There's no need for me to even have the procedure. But now, and ladies, I'm gonna ask y'all. I'm gonna start with you, butter. You go in for a pacifier. I mean, this you got this 18-year-old kid. Now you look on the wall, you see his price. Like, okay, he is a doctor. I mean, maybe just look out for his age. Is it a technique that they do that you might have been like, wait a minute, that motherfucker, you ain't doing something right.
Yeah, I would have been like, honestly, I'm very particular with doctors being down there in the first place, so I'm going to feel all type of uncomfortable. And then you young, too, you probably don't even know what to do with all of this, so I wouldn't even want to have a young doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need somebody that has experience around that area.
Okay now hold on, man. We don't want to report the story wrong. He was in the room with his doctor shit on while the real doctor was giving the exam. He was just standing there watching.
Oh, he didn't ever perform no procedures?
Oh, so he never performed.
He didn't actually do any. No, he didn't do any performing. He just sat there and watched. But he
was
dressed.
What was he in there for?
He was dressed as a doctor. He was just in there watching.
Oh, well, the doctor, then the doctor's at fault.
What? Yeah, right.
Was that his son or something?
No, give no, no.
Come here, sir. Let me show
on,
you
man.
What
come
I do
on with
work
the story,
on.
Man.
Like, come on, son. Let me show you what I do
to
work all day.
Right. Come on, nephew. Come on, nephew. The nephew, you know I can't play without a guitar string.
Okay,
right.
Listen. This is what the doctor said. The doctor had never seen a teen at the hospital before and thought something concerning the teen's medical training was not accurate. Police said the doctor later discovered that the teen left a note on his desk asking if he could shadow him.
So he thought it was just like an intern type.
Well, see, you got to remember, he's been doing it.
Hours.
Well, he was doing it for a month. So, you know, all these doctors and nurses seen him around dressed as a doctor. So, you know, they automatically assume, you know, he a doctor. Motherfucker been walking around the hospital as a doctor for a month. So they thinking that he was a doctor. You know, ain't nobody gonna question it because he'd been walking around the hospital for a month as a doctor. Nobody questioned it. That's how he got to sit in on the exam.
He done put out his camera phone. He got all kind of pussy on tape. He got all kind of pussy on tape.
He
probably got
every
that
moment.
Right, he got that little watch phone where you really can't see it. He just taping the shit out there. Yeah, look at that pussy on her there. Hey, Kenny, what they say back in the day, Kenny? Look at that monkey right there.
Say he monkeying down. Man, that's crazy.
Well, the good news
crazy
is,
yeah,
the good news
crazy
is they didn't charge him with nothing. He didn't get charged with nothing. His mom say he was off his meds.
Oh wow! Here
that
we
motherfucker
go.
Didn't need no meds. He don't need no meds. That motherfucker don't need. Ain't nothing wrong with him.
Nah, he sure don't. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
Exactly.
Show his fucking ass
exactly
in his house.
Man, you
he knew exactly
that med. That med thing, man. A lot of people use that for excuses, man. These days
for
to
the
get
income
away with a lot of stuff. Oh, they forgot to take their meds, or they wasn't on their meds. Man, come on. If he can do all of that, he don't need, like
well,
you said, he don't need no meds.
Okay.
It worked for him, so goddamn it, I'm gonna go in and motherfucker do the same shit.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it worked for him.
Really, you got to give. He had the nerve to try it. She tried on the mug, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all hold on. Y'all hold on for a second. I'm going to Amazon to order me a white lab coat.
All right. Hello.
I'm about to walk around the hospital for a couple of days. Hey, how you doing? Yep. Dr. Tam. My name is Dr. Tam. I'm just shadowing right now.
Exactly. Man, this dude been on Inside Edition. Man, my daughter just sent me the story, man. This dude been on Inside Edition. He say he done nothing wrong. He never claimed to be an ND on MD on CNN.com.
Yeah, that's what the story said. He never claimed to be a doctor. He just dressed up as a doctor and people just assumed that he was a doctor.
Yeah, and he just sat around and act like he was a doctor. All of the publicity
it
went along with it. Malachi Love Robinson is his name. Wow.
Hey, you hear that middle name, Love?
Yeah, Malachi Love Robinson.
Hey, can you imagine after they finish the pap smear and they getting ready to walk out, he stopped, he look at the patients and tell them,
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
That's crazy. Gotta stop.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't mad at the little dude. I'm not
ain't
mad
at him either. I guess that was his way of getting his rocks off every day. Shit.
I mean, but you know what? That just goes to show you how complacent people are, because if you remember back in the day, I don't know if anybody remember this, but it was a little dude in Chicago dressed up like a police officer.
Yeah.
And he shit. He's riding around. He got a squad car. They done gave him his number, gave him a badge, gun, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
He ride like a motherfucker. He wrestled motherfuckers and shit. He did the damn thing.
If I'm not mistaken, it was a couple of them down here in Indianapolis pulling people over and you know.
Yeah, that's
checking
become, like,
cars
kind of
and all of that.
Kind of widespread right now. People posing as cops, really.
Yes.
You know, and raping and using it to do all kind of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To women especially. So I'd advise women to get in a chase. Don't really, you can't be sure it's really
okay.
No cop. That'll be
get
your excuse.
So
I wasn't sure
have
really no cop.
On you on all times.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on for a second. I just happen to have that story in front of me. 2009, he was impersonating a cop when he was 14. This is a kid in Chicago.
Right.
And now, the dumb motherfucker did it again. Now he's 21.
Oh, shit. Criminal time.
Cop again.
He said, I fucked up on this situation. I'm going to go back and try this again.
Wait a minute.
But
hold on. Hold on.
Criminal charges.
He tried it again?
That's crazy, man.
Now, he missed his meds. That's
right. Yeah, now, he the one that did this, the meds, because he
needed the meds. Yeah,
now,
he needed the meds.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, down there in Florida, he knew what the fuck he was doing now. This
yeah, ain't no doubt about it.
Meds.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he got called.
He definitely knew.
The story say he's 21. He just got called in Inglewood, California. Him and another dude as his partner, they riding around as cops. They got on a bulletproof vest.
Oh, man.
They got a police uniform. They got on the belt. They got
man, they watched that
stun guns.
They done went and watched Ride
the
Along
movie.
And smoked.
I want to be a cop or something. That movie.
The
Wayne brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For these people watch these movies and go crazy.
But you know what, though? You know the real thing about this? Now, he first did it when he was 14.
Yeah.
This motherfucker worked a full shift with real cops.
With real cops.
Actual police cops.
I told you, they gave him a car and everything.
Yeah.
At 14.
That's crazy.
No.
I remember the story. I'm like, worked a full fucking shift.
Yeah.
A whole
now, why would he go
with real cops.
Yeah, but why would he try it again? Because he was off his meds.
Right.
Well, they locked him up. They locked him up in 2013. He got a year and a half for impersonating a cop. He got out and did the shit all over again.
He got a problem.
That could have been me. I've been pulling motherfuckers over.
You owe me some money, motherfucker. Well, I don't think it's going to let the motherfucker be a cop then. I mean, he must be a pretty good one.
Seriously.
Probably better than some of the real motherfuckers.
Right.
Instead of locking him up and shit, going on fucking swab in.
Take him through the training.
Yeah, you won't be a cop that bad.
I guess they say this ain't no 21 Jump Street here, motherfucker. Your ass
down.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but fuck, what they gonna do? Lock him
How
up for another year and he get out and do the same motherfucker thing all over again. He
then
wanna
then
be a cop.
A year and a half. Your motherfucker went right back to being a cop.
He wanna be a cop.
Shit.
He wanna be a
didn't
cop.
Didn't learn a damn thing. Yeah. This motherfucker got a scanner, he got a stun gun, he got a bulletproof vest on. He got the police belt on. Everything. The only thing he didn't have was the real gun.
Wow.
But he had a stun gun.
Wow.
See, he knew it long. That's why he didn't get no time, because he didn't have that gun. Now, if he had that,
right.
He knew what he was doing.
All these motherfuckers know what they're doing out here.
Exactly.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Man, these people know what they're doing out here.
with all this bullshit.
What the bar to kill me is, as soon as the motherfucker get caught, they act crazy, get to holler.
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah.
Nah, motherfucker,
yeah.
That ain't helping you today.
No. People don't want to hear it. It's too late. You better off talking about your meds than that.
Okay.
That's what you're going to say
dollars.
Next. I need my meds.
Yeah. Hey, I ran out.
Couldn't
pay the prescription,
so.
I needed a job. And something told me to go put on that bulletproof vest. Lord have mercy.
Woo! Man, what a world. What a world.
I mean, hey, I'm not mad at him. But then, cause
I ain't
then
mad
now,
at him neither.
I'm looking at the sergeant.
He
won the
colleges.
Like,
hey, do y'all
exactly.
Things.
I'm looking at the sergeant. I'm looking at the doctor. So you mean to tell me you let this little bastard walk through this motherfucking doctor's office, this hospital all day looking at women?
Right.
And now, you know what? I can let the doctor slide. Because, you know, he probably like, okay. But that motherfucker, that sergeant that's supposed to do the roll call.
Man, somebody is supposed to
know he wasn't really no cop
in
that department, man. Come on. You don't
they
know
your
hard.
Job.
Like you said, especially that sergeant who do the roll call, he's supposed
right,
to know everybody.
Just about it. He Carter, Downey, Gary.
That's crazy, man.
Smith. Oh, excuse me, you forgot me, sir. And this motherfucker 14.
Who are you?
You
ain't on this list.
I just passed over from 54th.
No, where's your report? Where are your papers?
But then again,
hey,
he was in Chicago,
people.
So he was in Chicago.
Yeah.
They probably like, man, fuck it.
We can use that.
He just had the motherfucker showed up to work.
Hey,
shit, we can use the help. Shit, fuck it. They ain't going to question it. Yeah. That's crazy.
Hell yeah, they like, shit, we got a full staff today? Hey, y'all be careful out there.
Amen.
Yeah, everybody showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker, see, he probably was the first one there. He punctual and shit. Oh, yeah. He's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I say, man, they ought to go on. Let's go on, make him a cop, man.
That's
he won't be a cop that bad.
Go.
He faced jail.
Don't let him go.
Out and he do it again. So, man, make him official, man. Instead of locking him up, man, go on, train him.
Make him one of y'all undercovers.
Yeah,
he can play. He can play to be a cop. He can play to be anything.
Start at 21 Jump Street.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know. He talking about meds, man. Just imagine if you the motherfucker he pull over.
Yeah, right. See, I don't want to be fucking with him because it's gonna be trouble. it's gonna be trouble with the cap.
Yeah.
No, he need to go. They need to. You right. He don't need to be no cop.
He might come for me. Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want him on the street. No.
All right. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. I'm about to switch gears. I got this for the lady. I'm going to read y'all a statement and tell me how you feel about it. And then I'm going to ask the guys a question after that. Okay? This is the statement. My mother taught me to never speak down on a man's finances. Men already feel like they got to provide. If they can't, don't remind them. Okay? Y'all, our ladies agree with that statement, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Butter, candy, y'all agree with the
statement?
I need
to drink some water. Hold on.
What does that got to do? Candy, do you agree with the statement? If your man not providing, you shouldn't remind him that he ain't providing.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so what you're saying is, okay, if we together,
and I'm struggling to provide for the family, you going to remind me that I'm not providing for the family?
I'm going to remind you to go put an application in somewhere.
I'm gonna help. I'm gonna try to help you out and tell you I got the hookup. I know where you can go get a job. They hiring over here.
Well, I thought the question was more like, are you gonna nag the person about not having a job and put more pressure on them than they already have? That's the way I took it. So
I mean, if I'm struggling,
that's what I'm saying. No, Janine,
I agree with everything you're saying, Janine. If I'm struggling, I don't need you to tell me that I'm struggling. I already know that. I really don't need you to remind me every day to put in a damn job application. What the fuck you think I'm doing every day? You know what I mean?
Obviously not putting an application in because you're struggling.
Well, the person that you with, if
wait
I'm
a minute.
Somebody.
Oh,
my goodness. Hold on, I didn't mean to cut you off, baby.
They just struck a chord with him. Hold on.
No, because
you're not trying to better yourself.
All right, hold on. We got to go one person at a time. All right, Ken, you made your statement, so go ahead with your rebuttal, man.
What?
No, I want her to say it again. I want to make sure I heard her right. What did you say, Candy?
I said obviously not putting an application in.
So, okay. Now, because I didn't get called that day, I didn't put an application in?
I mean, look, I'm a manager. I can get you an application. I can get you a job. I mean, easy as that.
I understand.
What you just said don't make any sense.
I understand what she's saying.
It does make sense.
If you're struggling
out there to put an application in, and
no, I'm
your
not
woman,
saying I'm struggling
you know,
to put an application in. What I'm saying is I'm struggling to provide for the family, and
right.
I don't need you to remind me that I'm struggling to provide for the family. If anything, you should be supporting me instead of saying, hey, did you put in an application today? Well, this bill is due. What are the kids going to do? How are we going to eat this weekend? I don't need to hear all of that. You're supposed to be supporting me, not reminding me that I'm doing bad. I already know I'm doing bad because I'm hungry too.
Okay, so can I ask this question?
Some men get comfortable. Come on now.
That's true. So that was following my question. So what if you're in a situation where he feels like, okay, he puts in an application here, a couple of applications there, and he ain't got no call, and you're telling him, You feel like you're supporting him and telling him this is what you can do and this is what you can do, and he's saying you're throwing it up in his face that he ain't trying to get a job.
You know, it'll
but you're trying to support
y'all try
him,
to,
and he's
Kevin,
taking
can,
that as.
Hold on.
Does any
it amazes me how
to
y'all twisty? No, it amazes me how they twist this situation into something that works for them. That's what keeps killing me. That ain't. What y'all keep saying is not the question he asked. So how do y'all keep trying to twist this to y'all just contort it just for y'all to come out on top? That man said, "Okay, I'm not able to provide what I want to for my family, but I'm trying. I'm trying." Now, evidently, with that being said, that means he's out there doing everything that he possibly can do right now, but it's just not working at the moment.
So that
exactly.
Means,
y'all took it and ran with it like motherfucker ain't doing nothing but sitting around playing a
no,
goddamn
no,
game
no.
All
I'm
day.
Not saying that. I'm not saying that. That means that if it's
well,
not working your way, then let's try my way. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Whoa, we got to call her. Hey, Carla, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, baby.
Hi. I think if the man is trying.
Well, damn, Sherry, let us ask you the question first.
I heard everything you said.
She was like, well, I think that we let us ask you the question first, baby. Damn. Oh, no, I'm just playing.
You didn't ask me nothing because I heard everything. You didn't need to ask me.
Bam.
Wait a minute, hold on.
This is
Kenny's woman, right?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Say no more. Go ahead, baby. What was you about to say, Sherry? What was you about to say?
I think if the man is trying to get a job or do the things he needs to do to support his family, I'm down with that. But if I see that he's not trying to do anything, then I'm going to fix him. Other than that, I'm going to leave him alone and let him do his thing.
Right. But see, everybody's missing the question, or the statement,
no,
rather.
The women are missing the question.
I don't need. What I'm saying is, if we together and we in that situation, I don't need you as my woman to remind me that I'm not providing for the family. I already know this shit. I'm trying my best. I'm doing the best thing I can.
I don't need you to throw it up in my face. I'm not going to remind you, but if I see that you ain't going to do nothing, I'm going to remind you. If you ain't doing nothing,
and
you're not
trying.
I'm,
you see me trying.
Okay, but if you're trying, that's fine.
The thing is that women look at it as we're supposed to be your helpmate. So if you is trying and you doing all that you can and it ain't working for you, then maybe I know how to help you. So I can tell you, okay, this is what you should do and this is what you should do. But a man want to be a man and want to do it on his own. But maybe I have a few connects that you don't have, or maybe I have more experience here that you didn't have and I can help you.
Well,
but,
I wouldn't mind accepting help. I wouldn't mind accepting help from my woman. I wouldn't feel bad about that.
I ain't selling no weed.
What? You ain't what?
I ain't selling no weed.
Shut up.
I want a 9 to 5. Fucking with you, you going to have me locked up.
Well, you know, no way.
Throw them balls going for $80. I'm
going to help you put on that suit and tie, baby. I'm going to help you put on that suit and tie like I know how to do.
How much you got the connections? You trying to get me locked the fuck up, man.
Stop it.
I got them connections.
Yeah, but seriously, me being a man, I mean, I wouldn't mind accepting help from my woman if she can make it a little easier for me to make it down this road. Hell yeah, I'm for that.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, I don't need you throwing that shit up in my face. I know the kids is hungry. I'm hungry too. But I'm doing everything I can to secure employment. I'm trying.
But like you said, you're doing everything you can. But if it's a man like that that's doing everything he can, he don't need to say nothing. But if it's on the other turned around and he's not doing what he's supposed to do, then I'm going to say something.
Okay, hold
but
on,
if he's doing
on,
what
on.
He's supposed to
do,
if
he's
doing what he...
How do y'all keep flipping that in there? That ain't what he's
because
saying.
Because
there
are
men...
It's right. I mean, we should. I mean, what do you mean? Why
no,
keep
you
in
shouldn't.
There?
You,
in there?
You shouldn't.
Yes,
hold on.
There are
yes,
men that
you shouldn't.
Wait, hold on.
We got to go one at a time.
On.
We got to go one at a time.
Now, like I was saying, that wasn't a damn question. We didn't ask about that. We know the scenario what that's going to be. We know the scenario. We heard y'all
wait,
say
that
it.
Your answer?
No, that ain't my answer. My answer is the fact that y'all keep trying to twist this around to work for y'all. That's not what we're saying. Now, if the man is trying, listen to the operative word here, trying.
Oh, my God.
He's trying. There's no he's not trying. He's not playing Xbox. He's not playing PlayStation. He's getting his ass up every day. He's trying. You don't see him just sitting there. And if he is sitting there, he's on the computer putting in applications.
Well, he
didn't
need to try
out
again.
I'm gonna pray for what he do. I'm gonna pray that he gets the job.
Try harder.
Okay. I wish soon as I get my money, I'm out of there. I ain't buying you a goddamn thing. Yeah. All right.
Oh my.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you, I think I've said this story before, but I had a girl and I asked her, and I was working at the time. I mean, I was working.
Hold on, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, now.
Hey.
What's up?
Okay.
I've been listening.
All right. Let me just finish this right quick, Mike. Now, I asked her, I said, hey, if I lost my job, you know, and I kind of hit hard times where I couldn't find a job, you know, would you be there for me? She said, you got 6 months. After 6 months, I got to do what I got to do.
Now who said that?
this was an ex girl of mine. She told me if I lost my job, you got 6 months. Then I got to do what I got to do. Now take in mind that she didn't pay none of the bills. She didn't pay none of the bills. You know what I'm saying? She did work, and her check was her check. Notice I said ex girlfriend.
Yeah, and yeah, I did notice that, and I can understand why. Yeah, because 6 months. I mean, wow, that's like a. I don't understand what you mean. You got 6 months. How long have you all been together?
That's not even.
We have been together at that point. At that point, we have been together for 6 years.
Come on.
Oh, wow. More.
6 months.
And she gave you six months.
That was a little bit outrageous. Yeah.
Wow. You could have
lied
to them and been like,
damn,
babe.
I might not have told you out loud. I might have said it in my mind.
But I wouldn't have said it out loud. Nah. And looked at me like, 6 months? You know, I got kind of offended. What the fuck you think I'm supposed to do?
I
agree with her.
You agree with her?
I don't agree with that one.
Okay. Well, that don't really shock me.
I don't agree with that one.
All right. Well, you know what, Candy? I'm gonna say something. I don't want you to take it personally, but by you saying that, are you single right now?
Oh, my goodness.
My woman on the other end. You talking about old girl?
Candy, man. I'm talking about Candy.
Candy, are you single? Oh, Candy. Yeah, okay. Are you Candy?
Are you single?
No comment.
Yes, no.
Okay, well, see,
that's why.
Well, see, a lot of times you don't comment. It take you a little long time to answer questions sometimes.
Maybe I'm single because I wasn't gonna take it.
No, y'all gotta remember just what last week she said. She loves a dog more than I do.
Well, what's funny
to me is women can always say something about what the man's supposed to do, but they don't never want the man to say nothing about what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Because from the man's point of view, you know, as women, we're supposed to be cooking and cleaning and doing what we're supposed to, taking care of the kids in our household and things like that. But as we all
know, a lot of shit don't occur.
A lot of the time.
But I mean, that was a... Hold on, time out.
Time out, time out. Once again, I keep telling you, everybody can't talk at once. We sound real gibberish when we talking at once. You know, I mean, You say that the women, a lot of women don't do what they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, I didn't say all women. I said a lot of women. You're going to find a lot of women out there that don't do what they're supposed to do. But the first thing they want to...
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Yeah, because
I agree.
I mean, my thing is this. If I walk through the door and I'll be like, hey, did you cook something to eat? If I've been at work all day, you've been at home all day, and I'm like, hey, did you cook something to eat? And you turn around and look at me and say something like, I got a problem with that. I
totally agree. I feel like if a man is out working, it say a man don't work, he don't eat. So if he working, then your food is going to be prepared. If you working late, it's going to be ready for you. You can heat it up. I heat it up for you, whatever it needs to be done. But it's going to be taken care of.
Damn right, because I'm going to let y'all know a little secret. I called my wife this morning at 9 o'clock and said, I want some grits. I got home at 9:30. I had some grits.
Them damn grits.
With sugar
and
cheese. Damn right.
See?
And cheese.
And you
and
use
cheese.
Sugar. Why is it wrong
and sugar.
For men? Why men not supposed to? People say you're not supposed to have sugar on your grits.
How can people tell you what you can eat?
Right. Now, hold on, Kenny. Hold on. Now, I understand that can't nobody tell you what you can eat, but now growing up, my granddaddy, y'all, boy, don't put no sugar on that shit. Put a little salt on that. I know, I'm just saying. So your mind kind of, you know, your mind wraps around certain things. So it's like, you know, motherfucker like, shit, I ain't supposed to eat no sugar. But, you know, I used to be like, but I like sugar. I say it, don't put no damn sugar on them grits. Hell, messing them up, boy. Oh,
hi.
Look, we ain't about to start talking about no goddamn grits now. I just used that as a point. My point was,
I love grits.
I'm working. And she made sure a motherfucker had something to eat. That's the way it's supposed to be. Not working and my woman is working, I'm going to make sure she got something to eat when she get off work.
Right.
That's my job.
Right.
Yeah. The roles just reversed.
Right.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know what?
I mean,
that's why I'm going to keep working because I ain't cooking shit.
Amen.
I gotta keep working because I ain't gonna get in that kind of shit.
I'm just saying, man.
Like,
you know, when the roles reverse,
I understand what
you said.
I agree with you, but that's why I said I'm just gonna keep working because I ain't cooking shit.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know.
Hold on, Ken. Let me go down. Big Mike, let me start with you.
But I'm not going to take no sides of what y'all was talking about. But the thing is that if the woman is working, but if that man is having a hard time, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a decent job, depends on the situation, depends on, you know what I'm saying, his record, you know what I mean? It could play a big role in it, you know what I mean? But if no one's willing to hire him 9 times out of 10, he don't have a choice but to sell drugs, but to bring money into the house. You know what I mean? But it's all the team.
Big Mike, let me cut you off for a second there, bro. That wasn't my goddamn question before you cut me off.
I was listening to everything. I just want to put my 2 cents in.
No, go ahead, bro. I'm just fucking with you.
Sound like you're putting in fire, but go ahead.
This is my question, Big Mike. You ain't working, your woman is working. Are you willing to switch roles? To do what the woman is traditionally used to doing? Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it goes both ways, you know what I mean? if the woman ain't working and the man is, you know what I mean, I feel like, you know, the woman should, you know, back her man up. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa.
Right.
You know, it's rough out here now these days, you know what I mean? It really is.
All right, now let me go to Kenny. Kenny, you willing
yes,
to
sir.
Switch roles? Would you be willing to switch roles?
I mean, really, it's a mixed role anyway, because I'm going to cook sometime anyway because I can.
That's
hey
right.
Now, hey now.
That's right.
So that's how I do it anyway.
That.
I live that.
That's right.
How I do
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
Nope.
No ways.
Nope.
Oh, she co-signed like a motherfucker. She works
damn
in
right. Both,
the truth is
ways.
The truth.
We go both ways, one or the
yeah,
other. You
out.
Cook, I cook, whatever.
Yeah. That's how we do it. All right,
well,
that's how I'm
all
about it.
I already know your answer. Now, let me start with the ladies. Ladies. All right, Janine, I'm going to start with you, Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't working. Are you willing to cook for that man every day?
You said if I'm not working?
Right, you're not working. He bringing in, he the breadwinner. You the homemaker. You going to have a meal every day for him?
Yeah.
Even on Saturdays and Sundays when he ain't working?
No problem.
Okay. What about you, Butter? Every day.
I mean, I'm
working
that.
Hard every day. I want
yes.
a meal every day.
Yes.
Candy?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, yes, didn't even sound convincing. Did you hear how she said it? Like, it choked her to say yes. She's like, yes. I can't help to say
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Buddy. Yes.
Now, Kenny, what's your woman's name? Is your woman's name? Is it Sherry?
That's
Sherry.
Right.
Okay, what about you, Sherry? You cooking every day?
Every single day. I cook every day anyway.
Okay, well, now let me ask all you ladies that say you cook every day. So now,
yeah,
how come in the real world you motherfuckers don't cook every day?
No.
Oh, real world.
We know
about
the real world. Yeah, they
cook every day. They
my,
talk
my
that
woman
shit
cook every
when
day.
You first meet them. Well, I'm just not
no,
saying, yo,
I
I'm
cook
not
every
saying
day.
Y'all personally.
30 years.
Y'all got to work with me, man. Y'all got to work with me. Don't take it personally. I'm not saying y'all
personally.
No,
it ain't personal. I'm just saying.
No.
I mean, we do this. Maybe we the exception to the rule then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me put it like this. Let me pull it. Well, what about y'all, quote, friends, unquote, that say they do it every day, but they end up don't do it after you've
yeah, well,
been
we,
together
yeah.
for a couple months?
Yeah, well, we know something like that.
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know something like that.
Yeah.
Well, what about
a lot
you?
Of
I mean, who? That wasn't Candy that just said we know something like that, was it?
No, it wasn't me.
I'm about to say shit. You in that equation?
I'm
what? Nah, man.
That was
just,
Sherry.
I'm a,
you know,
I'm a worker.
You know,
yes, he was.
I'm a worker,
was,
and
yes.
I cook every day. So I mean, I don't know. I do my job as a woman. I mean, that's why it really ain't no big issue whether if I had somebody or not, because I do it myself anyway.
And
that's
all
right,
why
you know
I don't
what?
Need
that's
nobody.
Why women are single. That's why all these. That's why a lot of women are single because they think they can do it by themselves. Hey, goddamn it!
I can. I've been doing
you
it.
For
I
a
can
little
do.
While, for a little while.
I've been
I
doing
mean
it
for a little while. Do what?
Let me make my point. Let me make my point. Then, as my man, as Dragon say, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. A lot of y'all always say. Well, I can do it by myself. But in reality,
well, I can.
You can. You can. You might
I
be doing it by yourself for a little while.
Let me tell you something.
Later,
I've been doing it by myself.
That's a little while, because I've been doing this for a long time, and
something.
I can give you every bill, and you will see a zero balance on it. Plus, I balance my own home. I take
man,
care of my own car.
Man, you can do it by
myself.
Yourself.
I got full coverage.
Well, allow me to retort.
Come on now. I will take care of mine.
Listen, you can't.
I don't
do
need
it
anything
yourself.
In my way.
You can do it by yourself. I'm
yeah, you can do it by yourself
can,
if you have to.
You can do it by yourself.
Yeah. But
Whoa. Hold on.
We gonna go down the list.
What you
okay.
say?
I was just saying that we can do it by ourselves. But
you can
to,
or you can't.
Yeah, I can. I can do it by myself. But if I had the choice, I wouldn't want to.
Okay.
Because there comes that balance with having that, you know, in your life, caring, you know, the bills. You are more comfortable. I'll say it like that. You're not as stressed. You see what I'm saying? So there is a difference on there. There is a big
well,
difference.
Let me say this. For all y'all that think y'all can do it by yourself,
but
that light bill can't fuck you like a man can. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
You said what?
That's all wow.
Now
okay,
keep doing it by yourself.
Again.
When it's all said and done. When it's all said and done. You need it in your life, huh? Is that what you're saying? You can't
all
live
I'm saying,
without
yeah.
it.
Go ahead and do it by yourself. See how far that gets you. You and that light bill laying in the bed butt naked together.
And I go to sleep just fine.
And it'll be at a zero balance.
And that don't mean you can't have no man. You just send them back home when you're done with them.
Thank
That's
you.
What I'm talking
high
about.
Five,
and I'm still doing
that. I don't
it
need
myself.
You like that. For real.
I could call you over when I need you to come over, and then you can go about your marriage.
You the dog,
how
motherfucker.
How about that?
Really?
Five. Thank you.
You know, normally at this point we always say,
"Hey, where are the white women at?"
But they just fucked up on this show as everybody else.
I am the white woman.
Exactly, you just as fucked up as the rest of them.
Wow.
But you know what? Now, Janine, I understand that what you said. You can send us home, and after you finish doing that. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. Before you send me home,
you'll be a well fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
Good.
Be
okay
that.
Too.
That's
what I expect. Right.
And I'm walking out that motherfucker strut. Now see, I'm gonna walk out strutting. Now Father Time gonna be standing at your window. He gonna be at your window talking to you. Talking
we
about,
built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Oh my god.
Good one, dog. That's a good one. That was right on time.
He'd be like, that's how you feel. You just put me out.
I'm not saying we don't want no daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't want to be, you know, that family person with my dad and all that. I'm saying if I had, it's just certain situations, I've had to do it. You know, it's not like I had a choice. So I did it.
You know what? Now, hold on. Seriously, in all seriousness. You know, and I understand what y'all saying. It's a situation where, if you have to do it, then you got to do it. You got to provide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in a situation, but I think what Father Time is trying to say, and I think Janine said it too, who really wants to? Who wants to do that by themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
it's just the fact that, but now, and I'm just saying women in general, we so, we're so messed up with this. I don't need no man to do this, and I don't need no man to do that. And it's like, don't nobody need nobody. I mean, shit. Just like y'all can stand on y'all 10 toes, we can too. Everybody's capable of doing it.
Yeah.
Man or woman, we all capable of doing it. But the fact is, who wants to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but now we in a society where everybody keeps trying to think like that's the positive. That's the way to be. Girl, fuck that. Stand by yourself. But then, this is no bullshit. The same motherfucker telling you stand by yourself is the same motherfucker that's over. Well, I'm finna go home to my man. A lot of these people don't like seeing. Let's keep it real. A lot of
you,
I'm gonna call it just like I see it. And I'm not saying women. I'm saying a lot of them bitches don't want to see y'all happy. What I mean by happy, a lot of these bitches don't want to see women happy.
Misery
they
loves
mad.
Company.
And that's why
they mad. But hold on. And I'm not talking about y'all. I'm just saying women in general, certain women in general, they let the bitches get to them. They let them bitches
not
get to them.
They do.
Not me because I don't mess with women.
I didn't say
anyway.
You. Now, see, there you go. Yeah, there you go. I didn't say
you.
Did you hear me say? Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute. Stop. We're not going
to
do that. We're not going to do that. Hold on now, we're not going to do that. Made new rule last week. We're not doing that.
What? I'm just telling the truth. I don't.
No, well, you don't deal with it, no.
No, I don't. For what? No.
And once again, like I was saying, you have women that let the bitches get in their head. Regardless of what you saying, I'm not. If you don't let that happen, I'm not talking about you.
I'm talking
about the ones that do.
Okay.
And it's a lot of them that do. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a lot of them that do.
Oh yeah, they do.
I mean, for every one that don't, it's three that do. Now, the ones that don't, y'all need to start teaching seminars on how to stand up and be a woman and quit letting these bitches fuck your life up. Same with niggas.
That
don't let these deadbeat bum ass motherfuckers stop you from being a man.
Right.
I seen a scenario today and it said his son was talking about on the fin this, on the fin that. I'm gonna teach you a lesson and Father Time you can attest to this. He told him, I'm finna teach you a lesson. Since you wanna holler this on the fin shit, since you claim you so gangster, let me hear the lick that you gotta spit. And if you don't know it, I'm gonna beat your ass. Now, his son rebutted back. Oh, if I was GD, you wouldn't be tripping. And he said, I don't give a fuck if you was GD or not. Y'all, this ain't no shit y'all need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Him and his son kept going at it, and they went at it on Facebook. And I sent him, I didn't put it on Facebook. I sent him a private message, and I told him. I said, man, grab your boys and show them, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing. Because motherfuckers, they grown, they going to be what they going to be. No, grab your boys. If you feel like you got to go to the end of the earth for your boys, then go to the end of the earth for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Motherfuckers hold on a second, man. Hold on a second. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
My name is Laverne, and I just want to comment on what he was talking about earlier about like the women letting the the females, the other females get into the relationships and stuff.
Hey,
and
baby girl.
For this. Hey.
Hey, Laverne.
I think a lot of guys give the women that are not really capable of holding a good woman's title, they give them too much credit. And that's why I feel
whoa. Say that again. I didn't understand that clearly. Can you say that one more time, please?
Guys give bitches too much credit, and that's why they feel like they could interrupt with good relationships because you give them that leeway.
Okay. Well, Laverne, let me ask you. And I'm just strictly asking the question. How does the man give them leeway when they're in the woman's ear?
Because the reason why they probably allowed to be in a woman's ear is because y'all be on the sideline giving them courage to do that type of stuff. I know a lot of instances where my homegirls thinking they have good men, good homegirls, and all along they man is messing with the homegirl. And this girl is doing everything she needs to do, taking care of home, providing, you know, cooking and all that. But then she's still somebody in her ear telling her, oh, you need to leave him alone. But really the reason why she's saying that is because you messing with the homegirl. Or, you know what I'm saying, a nigga messing with the homegirl. So that's a lot of that going on, too, that gives these other females courage because they see that going on. Like, oh, I can interrupt in household because the men ain't really holding it down anyway.
All right, well, hold on. Before anybody respond to that, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, my phone just went out.
Okay.
All right. Who's smiling for you? Boo's for you.
Laverne, I hear what you're saying, and yes, I mean, like I said, men, you could go tit for tat all night, but what you did say is true. I mean, it goes both ways. It don't just go. And I think before I ended what I said that too, because I said that, you know, we got the nutting ass niggas that's fucking with, you know, you letting him stop you from being a man. Because,
yep.
I mean, it goes both ways. It goes both
ways. You
got
a good
girl,
but you want to dip and dab and all the other play toys. You got a good woman, but you want to dip and dab and all the play toys and all that.
Well, you could go tit for tat all night because that's the same scenario. You got a guy that's trying, but because old boy got that motherfucking dope money right now and he didn't. He finna buy you this motherfucking Gucci purse and all this shit. You say, fuck that good dude, but then you go fuck with that nothing-ass dude. Now he locked up. He done pumped your ass with a baby or two or three, and now he gone. Now you ain't got nobody to take care of you. Now you want to come back to the good dude. I mean,
yeah,
we got all kinds of scenarios here.
But what we talking about, actually, we talking about immature people. We talking about people that's not acting like adults.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad.
And something wrong with that picture because we got so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like old girl said, she got a point. Is because I got a buddy, you know what I'm saying? He was doing the same shit over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that, you know, his baby mama came to me and said, yo, dude ain't taking care of his kids, woo this, woo that. 10 years later, she took him to court for child support. He took him to court, and now he came to me and said, man, Mike, man, I got to pay child support. So, for three kids, he got to drop the state of Indiana $500.
Hey, well, see, that's what he get. Bullshit not there.
Hold on.
Marty,
what's
up? Hey, going, everybody here, how everybody doing? All right, hey, brother. Hello,
right.
Okay. Hey. I heard what you said about your boy, and that, I mean, well, shit, I mean, he didn't, that's his fault.
That's right.
And see, I told her, you know what I mean? You got a good woman, stay off these streets. He didn't want to listen. He didn't want to listen.
You know what? Let me say something about child support. Now, true enough, I don't pay child support anymore. There you go, Juicy. You ain't even let me finish yet. Back to what I was originally saying. Now, I don't pay child support no more, but at the same time, I don't feel sorry for motherfuckers that do. I don't.
Why should you?
I don't feel sorry for a motherfucker that got to pay child support, because I paid that shit for 18 fucking years. I mean, hey, you had to, maybe you got to do what you got to do. Why the fuck I'm going to feel sorry for you? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers come to you and be like, man, I got to pay child support. I got to pay this much.
Yeah, but
I
man, motherfuckers should be proud. Proud to take care of what's theirs any goddamn way. That shouldn't be no burden.
Exactly.
You shouldn't. And to be honest with you, for the amount of money that you pay for child support, I don't know how much everybody pay for child support, but I can guarantee you, for the amount of money that you pay, it's still not enough to raise that child.
No,
so
hell
you
no.
Just
don't
pay
nothing. Some people don't pay nothing, too. So.
Exactly.
I don't feel confident about what you mean. I mean, hey, if your baby daddy ain't paying, I don't feel sorry for you. You shouldn't have had a baby with that motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. I'm just keeping it real.
Like, for sure, a woman got a way to make a motherfucker pay. They can get it because
okay.
The state going to jump on that.
Mm-hmm. I know the state of Arizona locking them up a lot right now. Locking up all the people
okay.
Right now. And
that don't make no sense. Cause how he going to go make any money if he ain't paying?
Yeah, but they can't lock nobody up, man, who ain't making it, who ain't got nothing. If a man out, he ain't got nothing.
Yes, they are. They are.
Yeah, but that's wrong, though. That's wrong.
I mean,
what kind of sense do that make? If you ain't got no job, you ain't got no money, what you locking the motherfucker up for? He's not avoiding paying it. He can't pay it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That ain't no pen. You ain't paying a line for no shit. Get them a job. That,
you hurt me, right? Right. Get them just like all of this. What they hook you up with the jobs? Man, get a man a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then if
exactly.
he don't pay, lock his ass up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But how you gonna lock a man up?
Like Labor Ready, Kelly Services, Labor Ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing doing like all of those places are available too. Cause I'm a woman and I've worked at all of them when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
Kelly,
I mean.
Labor Ready. Standing up in the middle.
No way. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But
well,
man, labor ready
do
don't hot. You know, labor
wait,
ready
man, hold
don't
on, y'all. Hold
everybody.
On, y'all. Now, we got. I mean, you said something about locking them up. Now, and I gotta agree that okay, you locking them up is not the answer because really all you did is give me three hots in the car. So I'm good.
And letting him off the hook.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Who getting something now? Shit, ain't nobody getting shit.
That's
right. Hey, you ain't getting a dime,
somebody
bro.
Paying that bond, that woman is getting all of that.
I don't remember that food being hot though. But okay.
Say that
well,
again.
You know what? I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all a personal story. My brother was locked up for 10 years. Didn't pay child support for those 10 years. He was locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He got out. And now his daughter is grown now.
Mm-hmm.
And his baby mama tried to get the 10 years back.
Well, they can't charge him once they locked up.
You talking about what?
Right.
She tried to take him to court, talking about he's still old?
She tried to go back to get the 10 years that he missed.
Wow.
Yeah, but they can't do
that.
He
could have paid child support while he was locked up. She should have been happy with what he was giving her then.
Depending on where they at.
He can't pay child support if he's locked up. How you going to pay
yeah,
locked
they
up?
Can.
Yeah,
they
can.
They work in the
good.
Kitchen and you get child support from working in the
yeah,
kitchen.
Yeah, but you ain't making
so.
Shit. That little money they give you, how you going to pay some out of that?
He's making 25 cents a day. How the fuck you going to pay child support
on
25 cents a day?
50 cents a month.
I got child support. He was locked up and I got.
What was he doing? What kind of job did he have?
He works in a kitchen. Now, but what was crazy was,
a day.
Let me tell you, I got more child support from him when he was locked up than I did when he got out. Because when he got out, they told me that he only had to pay 1%. I had to pay 98. He only had to pay $1 a week. $1 a
week. Okay. Okay, brother, let me ask you a question. Hold on, y'all. Brother, let me ask you something. And I mean, and I'm not trying to get in your personal, but from jail, how much would you get?
Yeah.
I was getting more than $4 a month.
Okay.
That's how much I got.
Nigga, you bullshit.
It was like $12. Well, I think I was only getting $12, but still, it was more than the $4 he got.
$12 a month?
$12 a month while he was in jail.
Okay.
But when he got out, they put it all the way down to $1 a week.
Damn. So you was getting $4 a month.
Not even enough to get some bag of wipes.
That shit is crazy. First time I ever heard of some shit. First time I ever heard a man pay while he locked up.
The judge threw that shit out on my brother. He was like, ma'am, that motherfucker been locked up for 10 years and you trying to get money?
I know they wasn't going. That couldn't stay whole water there, bro. No way.
She actually tried to do that shit.
Hey, that don't shock me that she tried to do it because, hey, when you know when it comes to that money, bro.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, well, that is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Probably was thinking he had somebody putting money on his books or something.
Now, hold on, y'all. I had a situation where, you know, I pay child support. I've been paying child support for the past 20 years. Now,
you weren't locked up.
No, I wasn't locked up, but now when... Hey, look here. This is my last year. I'm done after this year, so I'm good. But now, whenever I got any type of raise, they let the mother know that he got a raise.
Yeah.
I got a raise for one quarter. They gave us a quarter raise. Do you know motherfucker took me to court for a quarter?
Damn.
Wow. He needs to be slapped.
What kind of greedy thing, man, where they come from, bro? I mean, the thing about it
was, I think that's why he didn't get on his with his child support, because he signed up for child support himself. I didn't put him on child support. I feel like if you put a seed in me, then you need to take care of it. I shouldn't have to make the white man make you do it. You should do it yourself. So he put himself on child support.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I say, man, I mean, it's a responsibility that a man shouldn't try to shirk. I mean, damn. If you were able to, you're supposed to take care of that. And if you ain't able, you're supposed to be trying to make yourself able.
Right.
And you know what my thing is about that? You just said something. When you're not able, you're supposed to try. See, this is where motherfuckers get twisted. As far as the kid go, it's not about the motherfucking money.
It ain't about the child support.
The kid just wants the time.
Yeah, that's all.
Just want to time with their dad. They don't care about no goddamn child support.
Right. The kids ain't how to get shit out of the money no way.
I know motherfuckers that got kids. They got kids that don't do shit for them. They see them on the playground, look at that motherfucker, and go around...
Man, my motherfucker daddy around the corner.
It's all about the time. The kid just want to spend time with their dad. That's it.
Yeah, it's true.
All about the money for the mother. The mother also care about the child support. Because as soon as you miss a payment, you best believe a motherfucker gonna blow your phone. My daughter's mother. I missed a payment, right? 3 payments in a row. It wasn't my fault. The job just wasn't sending her the money. You know, she called the motherfucker to see if I still work there. I'm serious, y'all. She called me. Called me and said, well, she ain't got no child support in 3 months. I'm like, well, shit, I don't know why they taking it out of my check. And that was the extent of our conversation. The next day, my boss told me, Your child's mother called to verify your work. You know what I'm saying? Did you still work? I'm like, what? I'm serious.
Still work.
She actually called to see if I still work there.
Man, that don't shock me a bit.
And
bro.
she was needing that money to pay that nip out.
I'm gonna tell y'all something else. Hey, you remember when we used to work for IFI? Remember we were working at that guy?
Yeah.
She thought I was cheating on her, man. Hey, she used to call Lopez every fucking day to ask that motherfucker if I was at work. No bullshit, dog. I'm serious in the motherfucker, man.
Damn.
She called that motherfucker every day for like 2 weeks just to see if I was there.
Damn.
Man, this motherfucker's psycho.
All good ain't go, huh?
So late.
Hell no. Hell
I know.
No.
Hell, my cousin financed his ex-wife's shit. He was paying her so much in child support. That bitch moved down to Myrtle Beach for 10 years and lived off his child support. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know? Yeah, he paid so much in child support, she can go down to Myrtle Beach, smoke all the weed she want. The one son was so bad, she brought the one son back up here, and he was still paying child support for two kids. Somehow he couldn't afford to pay a lawyer. I said, well, damn, man, I'll give you $1,000. You know, you paying this bitch all this money, and she's down here living a high life.
See, that shit would piss me off. That shit would piss
See, that's
me off.
How
I quit my job.
You know what? I bullshit you not. That's how motherfuckers, and I know y'all disagree with me. I know y'all probably disagree with me, but scenarios like that, that's how a lot of motherfuckers get killed. Motherfuckers get
killed.
Yeah,
but that ain't right.
That
ain't right
when you're telling the truth. Man, motherfuckers go off.
In a way.
Motherfuckers lose it. Motherfuckers lose their motherfucking mind.
Yeah, because there's already enough tension on a motherfucker in this life already to live. And then motherfuckers playing on you and fucking over you. Hell yeah.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got one for you. Now, my oldest daughter, she came off. She came off. I'm not paying for her no more. I'm caught up with her and everything. My other baby mama took me back to court. Like, well, then I should be able to get more money since he ain't paying. Since he ain't paying for all these kids no more. And they gave it to her. They doubled her child support.
Ooh, well.
Damn.
He probably saw you
they
at
doubled
the time
it.
He first met you. He probably should have been watching
that. Damn.
No, but hold on. Wait a minute. I ain't finished with the story yet. I'm not finished with the story yet. I go in the courtroom, and I'm pleading my case, and the judge is listening to me, and the judge listened to me with such conviction. She didn't even show up. She didn't even show up. She was late. And the judge still awarded her. And as I'm walking out, she was walking in. And she had the audacity to just look at me and say, what did they say? I said, what?
That's crazy.
She said, what did
man.
They say? Man, that security guard had to pull me up out of Crown Point. I'm God. You bit your motherfucker and fucked your mama. That's bad. I'm calling out that motherfucker.
Yeah, I can dig it. Shit, they were supposed to throw that shit out.
No, they didn't.
Nah,
they
don't
up.
Do that shit for child support. They don't do that. The
they
mother
doubled
ain't got
up.
That shit up for child support. They still gonna go through with the case, whether she there or not.
Right? They dog, she walked in there and sashayed her ass in there like it wasn't shit. What they say.
But you wanna know what? Let me tell you something. I paid
candy,
child
candy,
support.
Candy, 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 candy.
Me as
if
a woman,
say
I paid.
I'm a hurt you.
I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you. I used to pay child support for my oldest child because I didn't have custody of him. And his daddy is he made like $27 an hour. And I had just given birth to a second child, and they wanted me to pay $200 a month to this guy that made way more than I did. Because I wasn't even working at the time because I had just had a child.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So what's your point? They do men like that every fucking day.
Devin, we supposed to feel sorry for you?
No, I'm not trying. No, I don't want nobody to feel. I'm just letting you know. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not just the woman that or the man that they hit. It's the women, too.
Good. Good. Hey, that might be that's some cold motherfucking comfort. It might be cold, but it's some comfort. At least I know a motherfucker. Hey, I know another motherfucker that got hit. shit. Son of a bitch. I got to pay him. So what? And welcome
to
the club.
I never denied it. I'm just saying, how are you going to get some child support for somebody that just gave birth?
How you going
to
get child support for a motherfucker that don't work?
Right. They got that.
Well, how you going to get child support for a motherfucker that can't find a job? Is he looking?
Giving birth and not working is two different things, though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Hold on, kitty.
Yeah.
Who said giving birth and not working is two, and looking for a job?
Me.
Don't matter.
Little kid.
Don't matter. What was that, Laverna? Laverna? I don't want to say your name
Laverne.
Wrong.
Laverne.
Okay. Laverne. Now, if I'm looking for a job and I just can't find it and it's taking me 6 weeks to find one, and you done had a baby, which a baby is, that was self-inflicted.
Totally different. You can't even compare that, so don't try.
But it was self-inflicted. Nobody made you have that baby. You had a previous baby before you got pregnant with that one, right? So now whose fault is that?
Capable of getting pregnant when you put your thing in her. Because that's what a woman
okay.
does, get pregnant when you put your thing in her.
Okay, and you know that too. You know that too. That's a two-way street. It ain't just one.
So you want her to go to work? Why should you just push the baby out of her? Who knows?
Hey, shit. Hey, you want me to give you some child support and I ain't got no job?
No hustle.
Get your ass out there. Sell that milk.
He's just cold with it. Somebody
messed up. Hey, LeBert, did you just hear my story? Yes, I am cold with it. I am a bitter motherfucker.
No sympathy for the baby, though. No sympathy.
Man, I'm like Bernie Mac. Fuck them kids. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm joking. They be like, it's time to take his ass off the air for real. It's jokes, people.
Yeah, well,
you
know.
Mr. Father Time, let me put a shout-out to
you. Yeah, that was Father Time saying all that shit.
Father Time, you know, you might want to get some more child support.
Yeah, that was Father Time saying all that shit.
Baby, Father Time, you know, air now. You hear me?
Hey, but y'all know people talk about these temp organizations, but you know the temps don't hire everybody. Even the temps don't hire everybody.
Mm-hmm. Not if you're a felon, they don't.
Yeah, well, I mean,
well, I don't know about that because I was married to a felon. I didn't know he was a felon, but I was married to a felon, my first marriage, and we used to work at Keller Services.
Yeah, but see,
together. So.
All I was saying was,
whoa.
Felons can get jobs.
How the fuck you didn't know he was a felon and you was married to him?
It's a long, long story. I ain't going to all of that. It's a crazy story, but it's a long story.
But it's a past story.
This live radio. We got time.
Over 10 years old. That's 10 years old stuff.
Okay. Now, with that being said, now before we get off here, let me ask this one question to the ladies. Now, I'm not trying to bring your story up. But a lot of situations is similar to that I want to ask about. You meet a guy. You know that he's a felon. You know he been in prison. You know he didn't did time. So you know it's going to be a whole lot harder for him to find a job than the average person.
Right.
My thing is this. Why are you arguing? You knew this is now. That's the true definition of you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
Right.
Why the fuck did you go through with it? I mean, because it's like, okay, I'm a felon, you know, and the motherfucker tell you I'm a felon. You say, okay, baby, I don't care, I still love you. You know he's not finna get hired at no regular 9 to 5. You know he's gonna have to. You know, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
It's not finna happen. He's not finna get hired to work. Right.
Yeah,
he's not gonna get hired nowhere. So, I can't stand this shit. This shit getting on my motherfucking nerves. This motherfucker just ain't going to work. You knew what the fuck you had when you got him.
Right. They started doing dumb stuff, too, though. They just started doing all around dumb stuff. Not just the job.
But you knew her, too? I knew her. Yeah, I knew her.
Nah, we ain't know her. Nah, we ain't know her,
yeah.
Martin.
She a year older than me. My fault.
Marley, you know
died.
Better.
I know.
Oh man, damn! Sorry, you got our condolences, but damn, Marley, you know better. Now you a regular on the show, you know better. Than,
yeah,
we gotta talk to him. We gotta scold him. You know better.
That's a damn demerit right there. That's a demerit.
Oh goodness.
Okay. Hey, Marley has no Sin City XXX privileges for a day. We got to take his. We got to take him out for a day.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is amazing now.
Look, Marley, like, hey, stop bullshitting now.
Hey, hold on now. I'm about to go in that summit as soon as I get off the phone. Shit.
Mm-hmm. For y'all that don't know, that's for the grown. That was strictly for the grown and sexy. So you have to ask to be invited. You have to ask to be invited into there.
Mm-hmm. You have to have those special privileges.
Yes, right. You gotta have a Sin City gold card for that one.
Okay. Everybody ain't ready.
Yeah, right. That's that grown folks shit, Kenny. We gonna keep you out of there.
I was born grown, so I probably know what the motherfucker doing anyway. I really just don't know, stay out of it. I'm cool. I'm cool with being out of that. Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool being out of that.
You gotta show some kneecaps in that mug, you know. So you gotta show something.
Kneecaps, he said.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I was around when Sin City formed, my brother. So I know every motherfucker in the organization, and the sons and the grandsons. So, like I say, I stay out of that, but not because of no kneecaps and all that. Just I'd be in that.
Well,
Sin
City
we just leave it at that.
It's all
I'm
good.
Put on the Sin City show for my man tonight.
Hey, there you go. I almost said we gonna send Laverne an invite, but no, fuck you ain't. Hey y'all. Just inbox
me,
girl. Just inbox.
Let me ask a question before we get out of here, man.
Yeah, inbox.
Let me ask you a question before we get up out of here. Juicy, what's this secret sensation about? What's this secret sensation about?
Oh, the party.
Yeah.
It's
now.
A,
I see you got some money on here. Couple $60 single men. $80.
Yeah,
single females free.
Single females are free. Mm-hmm. It's a swingers hotel party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Saturday in Indianapolis.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Marley finna jump on that rig. Hey, baby, I got a delivery in Indianapolis. I got to go.
God damn it. If I'm paying $80... Something's gonna get wet on my body.
Shit, you about as bad as Father Time. We can't take you nowhere neither.
Oh my! I want to know, do old girls still deliver? I need one of them dresses Janine got. I want that black one. Yes, I want to know. How quick is her delivery?
I don't know, but I'm going to give me an outfit because you know it's a Mardi Gras party, so I'm gonna have to get me a corset or something with my little Mardi Gras things on.
What the hell is a Mardi Gras party? That's like a costume party.
Yes.
God damn. You know what, man? You don't say nothing no more. Just
but it's like lingerie, right? Don't you wear lingerie and bedtime clothes?
Ain't your daddy on the show?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's what I'm saying. You heard about it.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. My daughter, 29 motherfucking years old. She a good girl. She take care of her business. She can do any motherfucking thing she wants. Mm-hmm. I have no objections. Because her daddy gonna do any motherfucking thing he wants, whether anybody object to it or not. So what?
Okay.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Yeah. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You better than me, cause I'll be me and my daughter be having a talk. What the fuck you mean? You know about swinger parties?
My motherfucking daughter damn near 30 years old. Shit, it's a little too late for that talk, baby.
What would you do?
Shit, I don't need to hear about.
How?
I think your girl,
I don't need to
your
hear
daughters
that shit.
Will be grown. Your daughters will be more. They'll stay to their age if you talk to them and stuff. Because I waited till I was older to even start doing anything. I wasn't no teenager out in the street.
Yeah, you was a good girl.
I got married when I was 19, my first time, to the first person I had ever been with. So I think, like, if you talk to your daughters and let them be open with you, they'll wait a little longer to explore some of those crazy things anyway. So
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's the way it should be. It should be that way. That's the child support.
How would you feel, Father Time, if you went to a swingers party and
don't let it go. Time to get out of here. Let's go.
Parties and like that type of stuff. So
let's go.
It'll never happen.
Mardi Gras party. I never been to a swingers party. A Mardi Gras party.
Yeah, but
party.
You could go. Because I'm not going to be there. I ain't going to show up. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Mardi Gras.
Dad ain't coming. Your dad is not coming. I'm not coming. So you ain't got to worry about running into me there.
It's this Saturday in Indianapolis. If anyone wants to know any more about it, where it's located, it's on the site.
I'm gonna be at the house with your mother. We have our own party.
I got a lot of family and friends out there in that town, so I'll let them
know. Okay, I just sent you the invite, Laverne, so you can see. I mean, all other stuff that's going on.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Hey.
We got to get out of here.
Hey, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Always, man. It's always a pleasure.
Have a great night. Thank y'all for having us.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, now.
Y'all know damn well this ain't the first time y'all called into this show. Y'all know we don't end a show like this.
We do.
I didn't say nothing.
And they both just left.
Goddamn,
we don't end a show like that. And we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Caller, what's happening? Who this? You push one. Okay.
Oh, no.
It is what it is. Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself this evening and can't wait for tomorrow. I'm so excited.
That's what's up. Candy, last words?
Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You do.
Big Mike.
Same time tomorrow.
Marley.
All right, everybody. Great show, you know. I got one more thing to say. I seen that motherfucking Glenn Robinson. I want to shoot him in his kneecap next time I see his ass.
Whoa, that's a Gary Prodigy. What you talking about, man?
Hey, I know it's a motherfucker Gary in the project. That motherfucker hurt my team so many times. I seen his ass a couple weeks ago. So look at this motherfucking.
I can't stand that right motherfucker. Here. I hate that motherfucker with a passion. That motherfucker did my sister dirty.
Oh, for real? Oh, my fault. I'm sorry to hear that.
Did my little sister bad, boy. Motherfucker used to eat at my daddy's house, man. Did my sister like that, man. Motherfucker got all that money and they just got to kick it to the curb.
Hey, that's how they be getting.
You got your last word? Fuck Glenn Robinson.
Oh, goodness. Yes, it was a good show. I had a question that I wanted to ask, but I guess I'll wait till maybe next week or something. But it was good. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Don't worry about that. Just go ahead and call me tonight and we can talk about it.
All right, man. What you got, man? What you got?
All right, y'all. Y'all know tomorrow we got the interview with Miss Cole Beauty. So you know we're gonna do our interview thing with her when she come on. So y'all know once we do the interview, we're gonna open it up for questions. So hey, y'all check it out, man. It's gonna be something epic. We're gonna have some fun. You know how we do it. We're gonna do it Sin City style. SinCityRadioShow.com. I mean, y'all, if y'all don't know who she is, go SinCityRadioShow.com. Check out Miss Cole Beauty, one of the hottest Midwest models right now.
All
right.
Excited.
Like I said, radioshow.com.
All right, y'all. Don't forget, tomorrow we streaming on Gainesville Radio. You can download the app through the Google Store, or you can get it on, if you got an iPhone, you get it on TuneIn. We streaming live tomorrow, y'all. So on that note, as my man Russell Simmons say, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and head grease. God bless. We out. Peace.
Ciao.
Tomorrow night, y'all, same time, 8:30, 9:30 Eastern.